This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russian forces are still edging forward in the bombed-out eastern Ukrainian city of Bakhmut, a Moscow-installed official said on Tuesday. But British intelligence said a Russian tank division had taken heavy losses in a nearby town. The battle for Bakhmut, a mining city in the Donetsk region, has been the focus of Moscow's war in Ukraine for months, with both sides describing the fighting there as a quote-unquote meat grinder. Protests and strikes against unpopular pension reforms have gripped France again, with many thousands marching and the Eiffel Tower closed and police ramping up security. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The protesters began their march from the famous Place de la République en route to Place de la Nation as part of a nationwide day of action against the government's raising of the retirement age from 62 to 64. Concerns that violence could mar the demonstrations prompted what the Interior Minister described as an unprecedented deployment of 13,000 officers, nearly half of them concentrated in the French capital. The wave of protests marked the 10th time since January that unions have called on workers to walk out. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The day after a shooter opened fire in an elementary school in Nashville, the largest city in the U.S. southern state of Tennessee, killing three students and three adults, U.S. President Joe Biden implored Congress to pass an assault weapons ban, saying he's done everything he can do within his own executive powers to enact stricter gun control measures.
I can't do anything except plead with the Congress to act reasonably.
28-year-old Audrey Elizabeth Hale, a former student.